Metro Atlanta has a history of demolishing, renaming streets, and sometimes wiping out entire neighborhoods. In the city of Decatur, there used to be an African-American neighborhood called The Bottom, or later Beacon.
The community has vanished. There are no houses. There are no businesses.
That's former Decatur Mayor Elizabeth Wilson. She remembers when she first moved into the Beacon community in 1949.
Atlanta Avenue was a major thoroughfare through the African-American community. We had a little grocery store there, theater there, cafe there, cab stand.
But all of that
there,
was destroyed, especially the public housing where she lived. It was the first in Decatur.
The houses was very small. They were referred to as being the shotgun houses.
They were also called the projects, or the slum community. So they were destroyed in the city's urban renewal initiatives, one in the 1940s and another one in the 1960s. In 1961, about 200 African American families were displaced.
They had to give up homes, they had to give up the businesses. You know, they relocated in other places, but it wasn't community anymore. We knew it was going to happen. We didn't have any way of stopping it.
What stands there now are lots of city buildings, MARTA train tracks, and the new Beacon Center Municipal Complex. It includes a renovated police station, courthouse, city offices, and a rec center with a swimming pool and a soccer field. Deputy City Manager Hugh Saxon.
We're now basically finished with, you know, renewing all of our facilities and get to do this about once every half century. So we hope this will be a good resource for the community for the next 50 years.
In 2010, the city began a master plan to create the complex. They wanted to dedicate it to the old neighborhood that once stood there. So they hired a firm based in Toronto
to help us develop a theme for the building and to try and incorporate as much history of the Beacon community as we could into the redevelopment plan.
Outside in the courtyard, there's a historical timeline along the walls. And inside the buildings, you'll find maps, photographs, and special exhibits. There's even a plaque of Elizabeth Wilson.
They slipped this one in, but I'm real pleased.
She made history in 1984 when she became a member of the City Commission. In 1993, she went on to become the city's first African-American mayor.
When I was elected, that was the first time an African-American had been elected to represent this whole population.
Wilson says African Americans were pushed out of the Beacon community 50 years ago. Today, there's another kind of displacement she's worried about.
The housing in the city of Decatur is so expensive. It's not necessarily racial as much as it is economically. We got to address that so that my generation will not be priced out of living in the city of Decatur.
And she continues to speak out for her community and is hopeful for the future of the city and the neighborhood she once called home.
I tell people all the time, this is the holy ground. Because it was, you know, so many people live here who had such wonderful life. I feel like I'm celebrating the history of generations to come.
The dedication ceremony begins at noon on Saturday at the Beacon Center Municipal Complex in Decatur. This is Neem Shamma, WABE News.